I Wanna Be the Place You Call Your Home. Written by Jun Okami. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Skate the Infinity Podfic. Rated for mature audiences. Featuring the relationship Joe and Cherry. It is tagged for Alternate Universe, Soulmates, Pre-Canon, Established Relationship, Fluff and Angst, Telepathic Bond, Feels First Time, Angst with a Happy Ending. Cherry has Anxiety, Soft Matcha Blossom. There was no need to rush into things. Kaoru had heard several times from all the responsible adults in his life, and in Kajiro's life, because they all seemed to agree that he was the worst influence of the pair. Not that his boyfriend, best friend, first friend in life was that much better than he was when it came to doing stupid shit. They did most of the aforementioned stupid shit together, but Kaoru was the one with the piercings and the long hair and the attitude. He was the one that talked back and sneered a lot. The one that dragged poor little soft-spoken gentle Kajiro into trouble. Trouble that they both enjoyed, but still. So, everyone had warned them both, but mostly him, not to do anything before they were absolutely sure about it, because just being soulmates didn't necessarily mean they should be together forever. It just made the whole relationship easier, what with the shared thoughts and all. And everyone else seemed to not want Kajiro and Kaoru to be even closer, to share a permanent bond, because they didn't approve of him, at least. That was what he had assumed, and it pissed him off to no end. Then it turned into something much nastier when Kajiro hesitated. Kaoru pulled away like he had just touched hot steel, heart in his throat and vision blurring. "You don't want me," he blurted, horrified by the words coming out of his mouth. "No," Kajiro rushed to assure him, trying to grab his hands and bring him closer. Why didn't you just say? He stammered, crawling away from him. His boyfriend's bed wasn't that big, though, and he was at risk of falling off the edge if he kept going. Not that Kaoru could even think of something like that at such a horrible moment, but Kajiro's thoughts kept bleeding into his unbeaten, and for once that made him feel sick. "Kaoru, hey, stop," his boyfriend tried again, putting his hands up this time. "Please listen to me, and don't fall on your ass." "I don't want to listen. Why didn't you just say it?" Kaoru snapped and pulled the sheets over himself. Suddenly, deeply embarrassed by everything, hiding his body if he couldn't hide his mind. It didn't matter that Kajiro kept thinking about how much he loved Kaoru, because he had just rejected him, so things didn't really add up anymore in his head. "What don't you want?" "You're not listening to my words or my thoughts. Kaoru, please," he begged, apparently not caring at all about his own nudity. It was his eyes, though, so full of that same softness that Kaoru was so used to, that made him stop and give Kajiro time to explain himself. "I do want you, you know that," his boyfriend murmured, carefully reaching for his hand. "Stop telling yourself that's why I don't want to have sex right now." That was much easier said than done. But Kaoru could feel his desire and his love right now, flowing through their joined hands. He could hear it in his head, loud and clear and vibrant, in that way that only Kajiro could be. How much his boyfriend wanted this, but not Why? So, Kaoru asked, shaky and scared of already knowing the answer. Why don't you want to cement our bond? Kajira didn't reply right away, taking a deep breath first and squeezing his hand.
I don't want to do it just before I leave, Kaoru, he explained while holding his gaze to make sure it was clear, because thoughts so often weren't.
That was the entire point of a bond like this, removing the barrier between soulmates until they were completely bare to each other, mind, body, and soul, until there was no filter between them and no distance could truly keep them apart.
Don't you think it would only hurt more to hear each other all the time without being able to touch?
I'm much more terrified of not hearing you every day, Kaoru retorted before he could think better of it, tears streaming down his face. He had considered this, of course he had, but if I can't get a hug or kiss you or even hold your hand, I'd be happy just to hear you. I need to feel you.
Kaoru,
Kajira breathed, pulling him closer again and kissing his forehead, his cheek, his lips.
I just don't want you to hurt even more while I'm gone.
I won't. Promise. Kaoru murmured into his mouth, climbing back into his lap. The reassurance was meant for both of them. Of course, it would be painful and they would miss each other dearly. They had been together their entire lives and known without knowing that they were special even then, long before either of them had learned what that meant. They were already sharing thoughts and feelings. To live without that, even for just a couple of years.
Please make love to me. How could I say no to you like this?
Kajira replied, husky and low, just like Kaoru hoped it would be. They laid down together, tangled and breathless, sharing something that would change their lives forever. And not at all at the same time. It felt so perfect and right to lose themselves in each other and find a new, even stronger connection that wouldn't fade with time, that would keep them close no matter what. And Kaoru started crying again when it became amazingly overwhelming, especially when Kajira whispered in his ear,
"We're never going to be alone anymore, my Kaoru."
"I love you, I love you, I love you," he babbled, overcome with joy, and kissed his soulmate, his Kajira, all his, forever and ever. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Cherry's birthday, which I learned of like 2 hours ago. And then I looked for, you know, fix with soulmates, because it is my go-to trope for when I want to record something and don't have quite figured out what I want to record. And yeah, I saw Jun Okami, whose fic I have podficked before. It was, I'm pretty sure, one of my favorite Witcher fics to have podficked. So, was that also a soulmate? It was a goose fic. So it could have been Goose Enforcement. No, wait, I remember now. Jaskier turns into a raccoon. It is a fantastic fic if you are into Witcher or just into shenanigans. Yeah. So, hi Jun Okami. I was happy to see you in this fandom. I know you wrote the fic a while ago-ish? Yeah, a while ago. But you also wrote one recently in the same fandom, so hi, I'm here now.
And if you're not Junokami, I just hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening. Happy birthday, Cherry. And please remember to drink some water today.